Over the past month, we have had the good fortune to speak with Brian Baumler, home builder, entrepreneur, well-known HGTV host, about the housing crisis in Canada and some of the things he thinks we should be doing on the home building front.
Look at the European model. If we start developing and building houses smaller, better designed, hyper efficient, you know, homes that don't need to consume a ton of energy to heat and cool and operate, homes that are built with materials that lower the cost of ownership over the years, any money we can put into saving money on operating and maintaining a home now will be exponential savings in the future.
So when our next guest heard that interview, he reached out to say, hey, we're doing this right here, right now in Manitoba. John Embry-Hyatt, founder and president of Friendly Homes, joins us now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is it that you liked about what Brian Baumler had to say, not only in that clip, but in the extended conversation that we had that had you reach out to us?
Well, Brian mentioned how we need to change our prioritizing how we look at long-term sustainability and efficiency in our housing. We need to shift from being house proud, as Brian put it, to, you know, meaning that we're proud of the way our houses look, to investing in our homes that promote health and environmental well-being. And you can see that's happening slowly with people adding solar panels and upgrading insulation and windows. And also through organizations like Efficiency Manitoba offering incentives to increase the energy efficiency of our homes. However, this is happening way too slowly to benefit people and the environment. And the industry just keeps doing the same thing and expecting different results.
So tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, well, I'm the founder of Evolving Homes. And for 15 years, we've been dedicated to building better homes, more efficient homes. And our journey has led us to developing a product called Friendly Homes, which is more than just houses. They're living spaces that embody our core values. At the heart of our approach is our priority building design process, which prioritizes safety, well-being, and environmental sustainability that creates long-term durability.
So what inspired you, John, to go sort of all in on this sort of project, on this business?
Well, we believe everybody deserves a safe and sustainable and affordable place to call home. Our focus originated with addressing the housing crisis in First Nation communities, but we soon realized that our approach could benefit communities everywhere. When the pandemic disrupted the supply chain a few years back, I went back to the basics and consulted with a building science specialist and First Nation member, Trevor Trainer, to help me develop innovative solutions to the housing challenges in northern climates.
So what would you say then is a good investment when buying or renovating a house?
Well, traditionally, investments in homes when you're renovating or new homes is always focused on adding space, you know, putting on additions, increasing the value of your kitchen, your bathroom, or creating curb appeal. However, we need to change this mindset. It's about investing in creating homes that keep us safe, healthy, and are environmentally friendly and create financial security in the long run. Unfortunately, you know, most homes are built to the minimum building codes, and these codes are far outdated. Homes are oversized, expensive, and prioritized to finishing over quality. This leaves buyers with limited options and often results in homes that perform poorly in terms of safety, efficiency, and sustainability. At Evolving Homes, we're challenging the status quo by offering affordable homes that exceed minimum standards, prioritize quality and sustainability, but don't sacrifice finishing.
So walk us through one of your houses, John. Give us the radio tour, if you would.
Yeah, so our homes, we've just designed them from the ground up. And we've refused to cut corners or compromise on the quality in the pursuit of cost savings. And we've designed homes by building them in a different way than is traditionally done. And we've used materials that are common materials. They're simple building materials, and they keep the construction simple. But we've downsized a lot of our homes, making them easier for people to afford and easier for people to acquire. The only problem with a lot of our homes that are being built right now is that they're in areas that are hard for people to acquire in a manner that is good for the environment.
So where can I put one of these homes? Like, how big are they typically? Is there a range of size? Help us understand who's purchasing these homes and where they're being built or where they're being placed.
Well, right now we're fairly new company, and we're more on a mission right now to build smaller homes from 300 square feet up to 1,500 square feet. But our mission is beyond just building homes. We're on a quest to make a meaningful impact on the housing crisis, both immediate and lasting. That's why we're reaching out to organizations, both profit and nonprofits, and government agency and builders who share a vision. And together we can revolutionize the way homes are built and make them more accessible, eco-friendly, and inclusive for everybody. But the way we've built is simple in how we've done things. We've gone backwards in the way we do things to create better futures.
All right. So if somebody's looking to get into the housing market or perhaps even make a change in their housing situation, and they want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
Yeah, people in an organization interested in friendly homes can contact us through our website at friendlyhomes.ca, or they can email me at john@evolvinghomes.ca.
Right on, John. We appreciate you taking the time to do this and your mission here. We'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you for the opportunity to share in our vision, and let's build a better world together.
John Embry-Hyatt, founder and president of Friendly Homes. That website, once again, friendlyhomes.ca. And yeah, when we first got that comment from Mr. Baumler a couple of weeks back, a few months back or so, talking about that, I was really encouraged to hear that, because so many of us have made the mistake of aiming too high when it comes to our house, and then we end up house poor. And like, I didn't live in a giant home, but even the home we had was way too much space for what we needed at that point in our life. Like, I think it was 1,100 square feet, but we'd also had a finished basement, so we had all that space down there as well. And I barely ever went even into the basement. And I just thought, why are we're paying so much money for something that we're not using, that we don't need? And it was a big dumb mistake. So if I were to purchase a house now, I wouldn't be looking for the biggest home that I could afford. I would just look for something
functional
and practical, and this notion of building the smarter home or whatever. I'm all in on this kind of thing.
Transcona Boulevard in that corner of the city. I'm trying to remember what they call that whole development, but I took a drive through there the other night, Brett, and I was super impressed with the diversity, like the different types of houses that are available, different types of homes. There's rental apartments. There's condos, your traditional sort of, you know, condo building. And then there are row houses, side-by-sides, even out in East St. Paul in some of the newer developments out there, they're doing side-by-sides. Out in Steinbach in some of these smaller communities where they're building at a rapid pace, tons of side-by-sides. That is becoming popular again. And even out in the suburbs, if you take a drive through Waverly West, some of the homes that are being built out there are row houses, they're condos, they're very close together. Have you done any walking through Fort Rouge near the Fort Rouge Rapid Transit Station and all the brand new housing that is in there? They've got a whole three or four different types of homes through there as well. So those options are out there, and they're starting, you know, it's not just McMansions that they're building anymore. There are all sorts of different options. You have to look for them. And for a lot of people, it's a compromise to go into that type of home, but that sort of might be the future of where we need to go, at least in your, you know, in your starter home, your first place that you own.
Feel free to weigh in at 204-780-6868. And again, for more information on what we just discussed, the website is friendlyhomes.ca. In the meantime, at 847, let's take a peek at traffic and weather. Forecast looks great for the next few days. Details in a moment on CJOB.